From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland. In Washington, U.S. officials also voiced their disappointment of the decision. A White House spokesman said U.S. taxpayers could eventually bear the brunt of the decision. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. Secretary of State John Kerry says the governments have also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. Overall, ministers and officials of India and the United States are touting a significantly expanded strategic and economic relationship. The United States says both Turkey and U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in Syria are critical to the fight against Islamic State forces in the region. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, head of the U.S. Central Command, says the U.S. relies on both parties to help counter the principal threat of IS. The two groups have been fighting each other along the Syrian border. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump is facing a pivotal moment in his U.S. presidential campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton as he is set to explain the immigration policies that have been at the center of his run for the White House. Trump is laying out his plan Wednesday in Arizona, a southwestern state along the U.S. southern border with Mexico, and for years one of the focal points of U.S. efforts to curb the stream of illegal immigrants into the country. In recent days, Trump has offered mixed signals on whether he still supports his original call to create a deportation force to send the 11 million illegal immigrants already living in the U.S. back to their home countries. The United Nations on Tuesday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Jamie McGoldrick told reporters the figure could be even higher. In a series of 40 rescue missions launched off the northern coast of Libya Monday, Italian Coast Guard personnel and several partner agencies saved around 6,500 migrants said to be traveling from Somalia and Eritrea. The rescue effort, which was captured on video, showed desperate migrants jumping off of fishing boats to swim to the Coast Guard vessels and others cheering as babies and children are carried to the rescue ships. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the death of Aylan Kurdi. He's the Syrian toddler whose body washed up on a beach in Turkey. His photograph sparked an outpouring of support and outrage around the world. Now the Norwegian Refugee Council, a human rights group based in Europe, uses the anniversary of the photo to call on European leaders to stop the loss of lives on their doorstep. The news agency for the Islamic State militant group says its spokesman in Aleppo, Syria, has been killed. In a statement, the group said Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was one of the group's longest-serving officials. The news agency AMEZ reported that Adnani was killed while surveying the operations to repel the military campaigns in Aleppo. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is urging South Sudan's leaders to implement last year's peace agreement and to stabilize the country. He made a one-day stop in Juba Tuesday, the first head of state to visit since the fighting last month between soldiers loyal to President Kiir and those backing former First Vice President Riek Machar, who fled the capital after violence erupted. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.